Naming and Shaming. A debate about public punishing for criminals. The real intention of the vests is to make the government look tough on crime, said Jane Fletcher, who is concerned about a new plan to make offenders wear bright orange jackets while they're doing community service work. The government is claiming that this initiative is being introduced to raise public awareness, said Fletcher, who is a member of NAPO, the Probation Officers Union. But this can be done in other ways. For example, by putting a plaque on a wall or in an area after the work is completed. The fluorescent vests have the words "Community Payback" written on the back in purple. All offenders doing manual work will have to wear them. 10,000 of the vests have already been ordered. The move has also been criticized by Liberty, a civil rights group. They believe the jackets could make offenders a target for attacks. The director of Liberty, Shami Chakrabarty, said it was a medieval scheme. When someone has lost their self-respect and committed a crime, the last thing to do is demean them further. Wearing the vests is cheap and nasty, and not the sort of thing we want in a civilized country. But the government is defending the measure. If we have got to get the public to come forward, give evidence, report crimes, and feel confident the British justice system is on their side, they've got to see consequences for criminals, a government spokesperson explained. We've got to ask ourselves, whose side are we on in all of this? The criminals or the public?